Indigenous Australia filmmaker, cinematographer and screenwriter Warwick Thornton is well known for his captivating drama feature films such as Samson and Delilah and Sweet Country. His latest six-part documentary airing this Friday night on SBS The Beach is a raw documentation of himself while spending a month in a tin shack on the Dampier Peninsula in remote northwestern Western Australia. Paddy Burton asked him why he chose to spend a month in the wilderness.
Well, I think the answer to that is because I could. No, it's, I live a pretty fast-paced life. I make movies and I found myself drinking too much and talking a lot of bullshit. And I needed a break and I needed to stop the crazy cycles that were I was in. So the best way for me to do that as an Indigenous person is to get back to country and get back to, a place where I can look at myself and I can check myself. And that's kind of where it all came from originally.
Yeah. And I know that you grew up in Alice Springs. Did the WA coast have some sort of significance to you, or did you just choose it on a whim?
No. I've two things to do with that. I could have made it anywhere in northern Australia, where there was a beach. I'm from Alice Springs, so I'm a freshwater person. I'm not from the salt water, but it would have been very difficult to make this where I come from, in the desert. Whereas, the northern coast of Australia is sort of like, it's better than a Woolworths or an IGA as far as collecting or catching food in a way. So, I needed that kind of, the plethora that the ocean will give you to eat and cook. I'll see if there's anywhere awesome up in the Dampier Peninsula, around Lombardina. And I did, and I went there and, found this amazing beach, and where it's got lots of mud crabs and lots of mullet and lots of whiting and all that kind of stuff. And that's where we made it. And, the shack was never there. I never was worried about the shack because we built the shack that's in the movie.
And so what did you learn from this time away?
Oh, that I'm grumpy, old and smelly. the theory of it is sort of like, I'm losing control of my life and my addictions have taken control of my existence. And it's like, well, I need something to clear my mind and make me stronger, with my mind, body and soul. So, that's what I kind of learned. But it's, I set myself up, to have a bit of rehab with three chickens. And I needed to purge, sweat, and learn that I am worth what I am. It's about one bloke who's running amok, and he needs to go and break that cycle. And that's what I learned, is that actually I can break that cycle.
Yeah. And you're a screenwriter, film director and cinematographer. How did it feel to be the one being filmed in this case?
Be careful what you write, because you just might have to make it. So it's kind of that idea of, day one, and then someone has this camera in front of you, and it's like, oh, shit, that's a stupid move, isn't it? Especially because the film is about, your fear, the memories of your past and your fear of your future. When you stop drinking and running amok, you kind of fall to pieces. So the camera is filming you fall to pieces, and that's kind of, that's not good for your vanity. So you have to grow up, and that's what you're there for. You're not there to look amazing. You're there to, to go through this, this journey. So that was kind of difficult, but empowering.
Yeah, wow. And just finally, has this experience prepared you at all for the coronavirus and social distancing?
When you watch this is sort of like the most romantic version of of being locked down possible. It's difficult because I chose to do that. I chose to actually self-isolate, whereas it's very different to everyone here now in this, in this country, because we haven't chose to do that. We've been told that we have to do that. But we can talk to ourselves, which I seem to be doing a lot of at the moment, which is great.